Riot Control. Riot Control on Radio U.
I want to play a game.
So we got a copy, a code actually, for Yakuza 0 for the PlayStation 4. That came out actually just a couple of days ago. And it is...
I take it it's about the Yakuza.
It is. Now, the Yakuza is a series of games in Japan. It's very popular in Japan.
Yeah.
Some of them have been released in the U.S. Kind of that small cult following, but it hasn't really taken off. And I kind of hate to minimize it like this, but it's Grand Theft Auto, but Japan.
Sure.
But imagine it being... You know, GTA is like kind of a joke. Like, Yakuza takes it seriously. And it's very Japanese, so it's long cutscenes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes,
sweeping
longer.
Stuff with it.
It's very dramatic, and of course, it's the story of, you know, a crime empire. It's people crying, cutting off fingers, lots of yelling, you know, that kind of stuff. And what's then they yell more, and then they cry more,
more
and
cutting.
Then you know, like then you start wandering around the city, and it's interesting because this is 1980s. Japan. And that I love. It's a throwback. So, and that's what, to me, that's the appeal, is like wandering around this Japanese city. I find that more interesting than I really find the story. The story's okay, but I love the goofy open world stuff that you can get into when you're not wrapped up in the story. You'll go from all that crying and yelling and stuff, and then go across the street, and you're totally gonna play karaoke. Yeah, or you're going to wander in and play Japanese arcade games from the 80s from Sega. It's like, it is nuts. But again, it's so Japanese. It's subtitled. I don't even think there was an English option in there. So you have got to be somebody that either really likes anime, Japan stuff, like that kind of stuff in order to get into it. Again, I found the A story to be the thing I didn't like. It was all the junk that surrounded it, wandering into stores, talking to people. I thought that stuff was kind of cool because I've always wanted to go to Japan and
wander around and talk to people.
Yeah, and I've never done that. So, and it's the 80s. So, like, the karaoke stuff is weird Japanese hair bands from, like, the 80s. Like, it's just all kinds of that, like, really goofy stuff. But it's juxtaposed with this very serious storyline. And the other thing you do, you're like, well, do you steal cars? Do you shoot people? No, you punch people. It's all about punching people. And unfortunately, I would say that the punching is not that great. It's not. Like,
so the gameplay, maybe not as much.
It isn't. Like, the gameplay is not that great. For me, the draw here is just some of the weird stuff that you can wander around and do in the world. Because
maybe if you're always super excited when Obi talks like Godzilla and old things like that that culture.
If you like that kind of stuff,
then
you'll
like
probably
that.
End up liking this. You know what? I was glad I gave it a chance. I had fun screwing around with it. It's Yakuza 0. Again, I take a hard look at it. It's in Japanese. It's Japanese pop culture from the 80s, and it's this crime family storyline. So it's something. It is something, I'll tell you what. Look, if you want to hear more Riot Control, remember, riot.radiou.com. Subscribe to the podcast, and always take some time and suggest for us maybe some things we should be playing.